Mayan.
And Kathy Dawes now, along with Michelle Durgan, and she is Child and Youth Services Coordinator with, and it's a month of the Military Child, Fort Riley, of course, and we welcome you today, Michelle. I know always a good time to revisit the month of the Military Child, and I guess we should explain to our listeners what it is.
Back in 1986, the Department of Defense took the opportunity to recognize the contributions and sacrifices of military children across the different services. They selected April as the month to do that, and we just use it as an opportunity to really provide chances for families to spend time together. Because being a working as a military kid, you face the challenge of your parents. You know, you don't know if they're going to come home every day. They face different challenges than their civilian counterparts, and so we just like to take the opportunity to recognize what it means to be a military kid.
And, of course, as we're talking about April, I'm sure you have all sorts of different things planned and maybe how you're kicking off the month, and share with us what you're planning that way.
So we do take the opportunity to do a number of events over the course of the month to give families the opportunity to spend time together. Our kickoff event is actually Kids Fest, and that's going to be on April 2nd at Riley's Conference Center from 12 to 3. And really, we do it as a combination event where you have events, kid-friendly activities, some free food, as well as information for families from local community proponents about just services that are available to them to help support them as, you know, they go through deployments, reintegration, and sometimes even caring for a wounded soldier or, in those cases, the actual loss of life.
Sounds like a wonderful event with all kinds of, you know, face painting, small rides, character performances, just a variety of things will be going on in connection with that. You want to share with us any more details at all about what's planned?
Or? Well, our family advocacy program is going to be bringing Captain America there for a photo op, and he's going to be talking to the kids. So that's a unique opportunity to get to spend some time with your favorite superhero.
Do want to remind our listeners, too, as always, phone lines are open, 537-1350, toll-free 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350KMAN and checking in with Fort Riley today. So moving along, I know you also have a parade that will be coming up in connection with all of this, Michelle.
We do. It's actually a pretty unique, you know, our soldiers march all the time in parades as part of just the local, you know, the military tradition. So we get the kids out there. We use a school out day from the 475 school so that our school agers can participate. We bring out about 500 kids that march from artillery parade field down through Calvary through Old Main Post housing starting at 10 o'clock on the 14th. And it would be great to see folks out there cheering on our kids. The CG's mounted color guard comes out, fire trucks. It's a pretty good time. The kids really enjoy it, but it is nice to see the kids getting to participate in a, you know, a traditional military parade type of
thing. And it looks like you have a full slate. I'm looking at a full page of things that are going on that are connection with the month of April and month of the military child. If you don't mind sharing with us some of those activities.
Absolutely. We take the opportunity to participate in what's called Operation Military Megaphone. And really what that is, it's a worldwide lock-in that they do at military bases across the world. And it's the finale event on the 29th. And really what it does is we partner with Fort Leavenworth and we Skype them in. It's a lock-in. So, you know, there's a lot of craziness that goes on after we close our doors. It's the 28th, my bad. And it really is just a good time for the kids. And we do it for our school agers up through our high schoolers. So it's a mixed age group, but in different facilities. But it really provides an opportunity, one, for parents to have some time, but also kids to get time to spend with other kids who are going through the same thing.
And just pool parties and all sorts of different sign-ups for summer camps and just theater events. I mean, it's just a packed month.
We try to have a little bit of something for everyone. So if you're not sure about what's going on, please hit up our Facebook page at Riley CYS. We have all of our events on there, and it just kind of gives an overview because Child and Youth Services isn't the only organization on Fort Riley who takes time to recognize the sacrifices of kids. There are events going on in all of our family morale, welfare, and recreation programs.
I know in addition to celebrating Month of the Military Child, maybe some other services you provide children and families year-round, and I know you'd mentioned job fairs. There's one coming up. I mean, that's also something that you participate in and help out with.
We do. We are currently actively always seeking people who have a heart for kids, who really want to be that trusted adult in the lives of children. We have a great training program that means even if you don't have experience with kids, we can help you learn how to be a child care professional and really make this a portable career. We are participating in the Kansas Works Job Fair today that's being hosted at the Holiday Inn across from K-State. It does open at 2:30 for military spouses, veterans, additionally, and retirees. And then at 3 o'clock, it'll open for the general public, and it'll go till 6:30. We will be doing on-site interviews there to try to expedite the hiring process, because we really do need some folks who want to help us take care of our kids.
And I think we've talked before about this, but remind us again just some of the jobs, since it's military child we're talking about. I mean, sure. Some of the actual jobs for young people that are available there on post.
Yeah, you do have to be 18 with a high school diploma to work for CYS, but we do offer a robust training program. Wages start at $11.48 an hour, with the opportunity, once you complete training and 6 months, for it to go up to $12.53 an hour. That just got updated. So there is a lot of room for growth. Right now, we're currently hiring for people to work directly in the classrooms, as well as cooks and what we call supervisory program specialists. So if you have some experience in childcare already and are looking to get a foot in to transition to management, this is a bridge position. So we'll be hiring that as well.
Very good to know. How many children do you serve at Fort Riley? Any idea at all?
We actually, on a daily basis, take care of about 1,100 kids through our various programs. We have five CDCs where we do full day and hourly care. We also do what's called before and after school care for families whose kids attend 475 schools. And then we also have a youth program for our middle schoolers and teens. We run a sports program. We do instructional classes. We have family child care. We provide also school support services for families who may be having difficulty navigating when they move on post or they're getting ready to PCS to another installation. We can help work out credits. If it has to do with kids, we have a hand in it, and we're very fortunate to be able to do that.
Maybe some of the ways that folks, just in the general community can help serve some of these families. And, of course, you mentioned the job fair, but, I mean, I'm sure there's other ways that we can help other than just, having a job there on post. There's other things we could probably do.
One of the things that's really critical, and as a two-brigade post, we are very much impacted by deployments, constant deployments and training. And really what we're always looking for is to provide a sense of normalcy for kids so that even if mom or dad is deployed or training, that there's still, a soccer practice that they get to go to, still dance classes. So we're always looking for individuals our sports program is built on volunteers. We have volunteer coaches. There are background checks that are required to be done. But really, if you're interested, we are always looking for volunteer coaches. It doesn't matter what sport. If you have an interest, we can find a way to make it work. And that's the reality of it, because we know that we don't have something for everyone, for every single kid and their interest. So potentially there is something that you are interested in that we can make fit, whether it's through our sports program or what's called our Skies Instructional Program. And the instructional program provides opportunities to teach taekwondo, piano, tutoring, Spanish. We are always looking for instructors for that as well.
Well, we've covered a lot of territory here today, Michelle. Anything else you're wanting to highlight when it comes to Month of the Military Child?
No, it's just an opportunity for us to take a moment to recognize that kids serve too. And whether it's whether they're in Fort Riley, they're in your community as well. We know we have a lot of kids out in the Manhattan community that really are just embedded. And so just to recognize that their sacrifices and challenges are just a little bit different. Not more challenging, just different.
Well, I really appreciate you stopping by. And again, we've had with us Michelle Durgan, and she is Child and Youth Services Coordinator, Fort Riley, Month of the Military Child. We'll take a break. And Toy Ann Taylor has kind of been in the background helping us out a little bit. I know, scribbling down a few notes here and there. She's Family Advocacy Program Manager, and we'll be talking with Toy Ann about World Autism Awareness, also another Fort Riley-related event coming up that way. And you're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.